Welcome to the MPC Podcast. I am Tim W. Gill, pastor of Medora Pentecostal Church, and I'm thrilled that you've joined us today. Here at MPC, we are committed to bringing hope and building lives. One way we do that is through this podcast. Thank you for listening, for sharing and reviewing what we do here. It is our desire to connect with you, and you can find us on Facebook, or you can find us at our website, medorachurch.com. It is our prayer that today's message inspires you, encourages you, and that the kingdom of God is advanced in your life. Let's get right to the word of the Lord today.
Good, isn't he? He's worthy to be blessed, worthy to be praised today. Praise God. Amen. Let's get our Bibles tonight. We're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. Amen. I'm going to preach as long as my voice will hold up. And when that's over, somebody else can come and tag in, I guess. But I do want to share something with you. I trust that will encourage you today, strengthen you in the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 33:7, and this is the blessing. Somebody say the blessing. Of Judah. This is a blessing of Judah. He said, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou a help to him from his enemies." Let his hands be sufficient for him. Praise God. Can you hold your hands up like this? Put your Bible down. Just lift it up, whatever you've got. Just hold your hands up like that. And say, "These are sufficient hands. These are sufficient hands." Lord, I love you today and I praise you, God, for your name, for your greatness, for your power. Lord, would you help us tonight in this service in Jesus' mighty name? We love you, Lord. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You can be seated. I believe that we have moved from basic training. We have moved on from military maneuvers. And we are in a all-out conflict today. We have a relentless foe, in case you didn't know that. He doesn't take any days off. It just seems like he just keeps on coming at God's people. Hell doesn't take a break. There's no recesses. There's no vacations. And so the attack and the conflict is consistent. But the Bible teaches us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual warfare. It's important to know your enemy. It is also important to know your arsenal, what it is that you have that you can use against the enemy and go forward in victory. Because I believe there is a way that you and I have in our hands, in our very hands, the way to beat the enemy. Amen. There is a way to have a destructive blow, to deal a destructive blow on the enemy of our soul. And I'm just going to cut right to the chase, right to the point and the meat of this message tonight is that in your hands is a sufficient weapon. And it's called worship. It's called praising God. It's a lifting up of our hands for a reason. In our hands is a sufficient weapon. We may not have military might when it comes to the natural side of it, but there is something spiritual about lifting up your hands in worship to God. Your deliverance, brothers and sisters, is within your reach. It is within your grasp. Hallelujah, it's just in your hands. Praise and victory will come together when we begin to see God move through our voices and through our hands. True worship means that you are energizing two parts of your life, and that is your voice and your hands. For the Bible said that the voice of Judah and the hands of Judah would be sufficient for him.
Amen. We are to worship the Lord, for Judah is, as we will discover later on, Judah means worship and praise. If you do not know that, amen, the tribe of Judah was about worship and praise unto God. And so the Lord said, the voice of Judah, the voice of praise, and the hands of Judah would be sufficient for him. In Isaiah 66 and verse 6, it says, O bless our God, ye people, make the voice of his praise be heard. I wonder, just for just a few seconds here, if you would just lift up your voice in praise to God, open up your mouth and give him a verbal affirmation and praise. Oh God, we love you today. Lord, we praise your holy name. There is none like you. There is none beside you, O Lord. So we lift up our voice in praise to you. The psalmist said in 109 and 30, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. This mouth, let it not be filled with guile. Let it not be filled with doubt. Let it not be filled with gossip, but let it be filled with praise. Let it be filled with thanksgiving. Amen. Let the voice of my mouth and the words of my mouth begin to praise you. Hallelujah. Psalmist said in 149 and 6, let the high praises of God be in there. Mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Amen. There is a combination tonight between what comes out of your mouth and what happens with your hands that will bring you victory, amen, in your life. Judah, you have a voice. Use it. Judah, you have hands. Use it. Amen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 14, it said, when Judah look back. Behold, the battle was before and behind. And they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets, and the men of Judah gave a shout. As the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all of Israel before Abijah and Judah. There was a battle on the left and on the right. They were compassed by the battle and the warfare. And when they saw that, they began to lift up their voice and shout. And when they lift up their voice and shout, God started smiting their enemy. Amen. I wonder today if the devil would get a whole lot more licks if we would lift up our voice a whole lot higher sometimes. If we would lift up our voice in praise and lift up our hands in praise, if the devil would get some knocks. Amen. You want to give him a punch? Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Glory. Worship him with your mouth. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, it says in Hebrews 13 and 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continually. And what is that sacrifice? It is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Worship ought to come out of our mouth. It is who we are. We are of the tribe of Judah in that we are worshipers, and our voice ought to be giving God praise. When I think of his goodness and all he's done for me, something's got to come out of this mouth. Oh, instead of bemoaning how bad I got it, Lord, let me thank you about how good you are. Yes, things may be tough in my life, but oh God, you're the one that never fails. I give you praise. I give you praise. Praise God. You know that psalm that says, clap your hands, all you people, and shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Yes. We've got to lift up our voice in praise. Lift up our voice in praise. Amen. There's got to be something engaged here that when we say words of praise, it ought to come out like an artesian well. It ought to come out like a well springing up with glory and praise before our God. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Judah has a voice, but Judah also has hands that are sufficient for him. Hands. The blessing of Judah is in his voice, but it's also in his hands. Sufficient hands means hands that fight, hands that have power. Let his hands be powerful for him. Let his hands contend for him. Amen. Judah comes from the Hebrew word yada, yada. Amen. Judah comes from this Hebrew word, and it literally means to use your hands physically, especially to revere or worship the Lord. Yada is used, amen, from the verb yad, which indicate power of the hand, the means and the direction of the hand. Yada means to hold out your hands to revere or worship with your hands extended and your palms outward like this. I wonder if I can get some participation tonight. Does anybody know what it is to worship the Lord with your palms pointed to heaven? Your palms pointed. That's what yada literally means. Extending your hands with your palms out like this. Oh, praise. It's like I'm shooting some worship up to God. I'm giving him some praise with my hands lifted up. There is a similar word of worship known as todah. You have yada in the Hebrew and another worship word, todah. And todah also, as you can imagine, has something to do with hands. But it's interesting because todah means to lift up your hands and your palms are like this. Can I get you to do that with me? Do your palms like this. What does that create? That creates a funnel, doesn't it? And it's saying, I'm praising and receiving at the same time. I'm praising and receiving the blessings. That's why you could praise the Lord and have a prayer request all at the same time. I'm praising. My hands are up. I receive. Lord, I receive. Oh, but when you yada the Lord, you're not asking for anything. You're giving him all the glory. You're giving him all the praise. When you have your hands sufficient for you, you just lift up and begin to praise the Lord. I don't need anything right now. I don't need a blessing right now. I'll do this after a while. Praise God. Some years ago when we were evangelizing, I preached a message on worship, and I talked about these two words, yada and todah. And there was a man seeking the Holy Ghost standing at the altar, and he had his hands like this, and he was seeking the Holy Ghost. And I said, brother, if you, and I took my hand, I just turned his hand around so it was like this. And I'm telling you, as the Lord is my witness, when that man turned his hands like that, like a funnel, he began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit filled him up. Amen. And that happened like that for a while, but it went quickly back to like this. Amen. Because there's something about your hands that are sufficient for you. Your hands have got to be lifted up. Amen. You may not have the strength but to do this. You may have the strength to do that, but lift them up nonetheless. We don't just lift up our hands because that's what they do at concerts or because that's what they do at a ball game, but we do it because it's our worship to God. Amen. Judah, your name is about your hands being lifted up. Live up to your name. You know, there's a lot of so-called Pentecostal church now that like it sedate, like it quiet. Let's just not get too riled up. Let's not have too much vocalizing of our worship. Amen. But if your name is Judah and there's a voice of praise and hands of praise, shouldn't you live up to your name? Church, shouldn't we live up to a name? Apostolic worship is different than any other place you can go. Amen. Our worship unto God ought to be passionate filled. It ought to be heart filled. Why? Because we've learned if I can engage my words and I can lift my hands, there's going to be victory in my life. There's going to be triumph in my life because these hands may not look like much to you, but God said they're sufficient for the need. It was Judah in Numbers 7:12 that Judah was the first to bring their offering, the first to bring their offering to the house of the Lord. Judah is the first to march into the promised land. Judah was the first to claim their promise and their inheritance. Hallelujah. When Joshua died, and it records Israel was going to go to battle, and they wondered who should they send into battle. In Judges 1:1-2, it says, "Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And the Lord said, who is to go? Judah shall go up. Behold, I will deliver the land into their hands." Oh, praise God. There's some deliverance in your worshiping hands. There is some victory in your worshiping hands. Your hands of praise means that you've got victory in those hands. It's sufficient that you're going to take a victory by your praise and your worship. Judah was not the firstborn, but he became the head of the family. The Bible tells us in Revelation 5:5, "And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold the lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and loose the seven seals thereof. Our Lord came through the lineage of Judah." Oh, his hands were sufficient for him. His hands are one, oh God, that won us salvation. His hands. Genesis 49:8. It says, "Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. For he said, Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rise him up?" Judah's face in the flag was a lion. It was the symbol of Judah. And he said, here you are, you're like a lion's whelp. You are like a stooped lion, couched as a lion, as an old lion. Who's going to rise you up? For the scepter, verse 10 said, "For the scepter, for the power and authority shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall be the gathering of the people." Prophetically speaking of Jesus Christ, he said, Judah, your hands are going to be about the neck of your enemy. Your hands are going to be on the neck of your enemy. But I want to remind you that Judah is like a lion. Don't mess with Judah. Don't poke Judah. Don't disturb Judah. Amen. I want to tell somebody, the devil doesn't want you praising. The devil doesn't want you getting your hands up. The devil doesn't want you getting your voice raised. The devil doesn't want you, because when you begin to realize that means I've got my hand on the neck of my enemy. It may not be physically, but it's spiritually. I wonder what happened if some of y'all would quit complaining about your house and your home and your situation and just begin to praise him. Just begin to praise him. Hey, my hands are sufficient for me. Three different symbols of lions are used here. Judah is called a lion's whelp, is called a couched lion, and is called an old lion. Lion's whelp means a young lion, full of strength and zeal. Don't mess with Judah, because there's some young lions around that you don't want to get disturbed. Would to the Lord that our youth would understand the importance of their hands lifted up in worship. That's why they come around the front, is to learn how to worship the Lord. Thank God they're learning how to worship the Lord. Get your hands up, young folks. Get your hands up, students. Get your hands up, teenagers. Get your hands up, children, and worship the Lord with all of your heart, because if you'll learn that, it'll get you to the victory every time. Don't mess with the young lions. Don't mess with the young lions. I said, don't mess with the young lions. Amen. Hallelujah. You could poke fun, laugh if you want to. But when I received the Holy Ghost at the age of 7, I danced before the Lord. For my parents told me, I didn't even know what was going on. For one solid hour, I danced and worshiped the Lord after I received the Holy Ghost. And praise God, I've tried to dance ever since. I've tried to praise Him ever since. It is important that your children know how to worship God at home, at school, wherever you are. Mom and Dad, show them. Hands get up. Oh, Mom, what you doing? I'm just praising the Lord. Oh, Dad, what are you doing? Well, we're just worshiping and praise God. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your voice. Tell your children. Teach them.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Teach them how to be a young lion's whelp.
Amen.
Then secondly, it's a couch lion. It's a lion at rest. It's a lion at rest. Satan, let me just tell you, don't mess with God's people and when they're resting, because they're going to come out with a roar and a shout. Don't deal with my peace and don't deal with my rest, because I've got victory in the name of the Lord. Then this last one's interesting. He said, and what about that old lion? That old lion, he's been around for a long time. The young ones are just prancing around and roaring and carried on, but that old lion just sitting there waiting. But oh, when the time comes that old lion needs to rise up and roar, oh, make the hair on your head stand up. Can I just tell you, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can get your hands up, you can lift up your voice in praise unto God. Oh, devil doesn't want you to get riled up, amen, but go ahead, senior, go ahead, elder, go ahead, grandma and grandpa, go ahead and praise God, hallelujah, because there's something about your voice and something about your hands. We know that David was a great leader of worship. We know that he instituted a new dynamic of worshiping like no one else when he brought the Ark of the Covenant up. David was the one that said in Psalm 71 and 14, I will hope continually and will yet praise you more and more. Brothers and sisters, we don't need less praise. We need more praise. Let me just stop here and tell you that the songs of worship that are sung in our church are aids to help you worship yourself. But a song is not worship. Amen. A song is, it can be a statement of praise and glory be to God. But worship comes from you individually. When you individually engage your voice and engage your hands in praise to God, when all of a sudden the way you live your life is worship, the way you have conversation is worship. Oh, praise be to God. David said, I'm going to praise him more and more. He had not been slack in God's worship. He had not been slack in praising God. But as a songwriter and a worship leader in Israel, he says, here's my promise. Not less and less, more and more. More and more. I'm going to praise him more and more. The ones who praise God the most are usually the ones that decide and desire to praise God the most. It is a decision that we make. They're the ones that overcome, that have victory over the enemy and their flesh. David, as a lad was among the sheep. What was he doing? He had his harp in his hand. When nobody was watching him, he was singing songs of praise and worship to God. Amen. He praised the Lord with all the sheep. Nobody heard him, and he praised the Lord. Is that where your worship is today? Do we just have to worship in the spotlight? Do we have to just worship when everybody's watching us? Or do we have a worship that says, I don't care, nobody's around me? Well, that's a great time for me to get real crazy. That's a great time for me to just lose it on the Lord and give God praise. They ought to look at you as you go by, your hand in the air and one on the wheel. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
As a musician, his songs of worship and praise soothed the heart of a demonically harassed king. He learned the importance of worship. As an exile, he made his home in the rocky hideaways of Adullam and Engedi. And those caves became wonderful, wonderful places of sound to glorify God and give God praise in Adullam and Engedi. What an echo that must have been, echoing throughout the chambers and the halls of those caves. As a zealous lover of Jehovah, it was David that put off his priestly or his kingly robe and took upon the normal robe of man and just danced before the Lord with all of his might. Amen. David understood the revelation. My hands are sufficient for me. That's why he could go to Goliath, because he had been worshiping with the sheep. Amen. He could go forward because his hands were sufficient for him. When David was old, he said, cast me not off in the time of my old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. He is saying, listen, I'm going to praise him no matter how old I am, no matter whether I'm in my heyday or in my old days. I'll praise him. I'll praise him when I've got strength. I'll praise him when I don't have strength. When the enemies are speaking against him, I'll praise the Lord. When they conspire to destroy him, praise the Lord. When troubles and afflictions multiply around him, David said, I will praise God more and more. Do you have any problems in your life? Do you have any issues in your life? Do you have any struggles in your life? Why don't you just lift up your hands and praise him? Why don't you lift your voice? Matter of fact, why don't you stand right now?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And begin to do what Judah was promised to have.
Hallelujah.
Victory in his voice.
Jesus.
Hands that are sufficient for him.
Jesus.
Hands of worship in the time of need. I'll worship you. I'll praise you.
Woo.
Hallelujah. I'll give you glory. When I have strength, Lord, I give you glory. When I don't have strength, I give you glory today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let these hands be sufficient, Lord. Let my worship, oh God, Lord, be sufficient. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, it's not a matter whether worship will bring the victory, but we got to worship. We remember that worship is our victory. Is our victory. This is how we overcome. This is how we overcome. Is there anybody would just like to just step out in the aisle and with your hands lifted, just simply begin to praise him about, this is how I overcome. Amen. Praise team, y'all just stay down there with everybody else. Is there any worshiper in the house that just say, I'm stepping out in that aisle. I'm making my way down here with my hands lifted because they're going to be sufficient. This is sufficient for me. I'm not talking about emotion. I'm not talking about whether you feel it or not. I'm talking about whether that's the faith. The Lord said, lift up the holy hands in worship and praise to him. So my hands will be sufficient. My hands of worship will be sufficient for me. Oh, praise the Lord. I will overcome with these worshiping voices. Lord, and worshiping hands. Come on, that's it, MPC. Lift up your voice. Oh, praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do. Well, I've got worshiping hands. I'm going to make it. I don't know where to go, but I've got worshiping hands. I'm going to get through it. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know I got worshiping hands. I'll make it all the way. Oh, praise be to God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the time of war, let our hands, oh God, be sufficient for us. Lord, let our hands be sufficient for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory be to God. I challenge you. I challenge you. I dare you to get your hands up if you're feeling defeated. I dare you to get your hands up and just begin to praise Him. Oh! Hallelujah! Shoot Him some glory. Throw Him some glory. Hallelujah! 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 I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, my provider, my help and my source, my strength and my song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So somebody's fussing you out on the job tomorrow. I just say, do this right here. And they ask, what in the world are you doing? Well, this doesn't have anything to do with that. This is me and the Lord right here. Just me and the Lord. I'm just worshiping the Lord. Oh, praise God. Amen. Say hallelujah. And everybody else is fussing. Hallelujah. Everybody else is wringing their hands. Hallelujah. 2024 election is going to be crazy. Well, hallelujah. This. It's going to be sufficient. Every trial that you face, every problem that you face, this. Oh, Pastor, that's ovals. That's a simplification. Oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Hallelujah. Remember the ones that went to the battle worshiping first? The victory was won. Judah went first and worshiped and praised God, and the Lord won the victory before them. Praise God. I want to challenge you. Worship Him. Praise Him. One more time. Let's do that. One more time. Will you lift up your voice? One more time, Judah. One more time, Judah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the MPC podcast. We trust that today's message has inspired you, encouraged you, and strengthened you in the Lord. We would like to invite you to join us again by simply subscribing to our podcast, and we encourage you to write a review if it has been a blessing to you. Again, you can find us at medorachurch.com to learn more about our ministry.